After dodging rockets, learning foreign languages, contracting malaria, and being exposed to leprosy, Don Gould is back and waking up America with his unique perspective of the world. While living down and dirty in the streets of developing nations, Don learned of a world where chimp meat was offered for dinner. Friends' cars were hijacked, and rockets came flying through the roof of the room next door. He has traveled, lived, and worked in a variety of culturally diverse and exotic locales around the globe. And to say the least, Don has a unique perspective of the real world we live in. It's time to wake up, America. Here's Don Gould.
Join us on Wake Up America, Get Real, where we rip down the veil of confusion being sowed by Obama and his legions of left-wing sycophant sheep.
Thanks for joining us today on Wake Up America, Get Real, folks. Today we're going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood and Civilization Jihad. I know those are two confusing topics. So, Don, can you tell us, let's define this for the folks. Can you explain Civilization Jihad?
Yeah, what I'd like to do first is describe the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is an organization, an Islamist organization, religious, political, and social movement that supports terrorism in the U.S. and around the world. It goes back to about 1928, folks, and it is a very fundamentalist organization that believes that Islam is destined to rule the world, and that it will replace all other religions. So
this is comparable to Hitler, except you've got a whole organization setting up to dominate the world and wipe out the Western world as it is.
Yeah, it is comparable to the Nazis. I guess in the modern world, I'd compare it more to communism.
Okay.
To world communism. They are, shall we say, cousins. They're kin, even though they hate each other. Both communism and Islam are determined to rule the world. And everything they do is headed toward that end, whether that's obvious to you or whether it's not. Their plan is to do that.
Yeah, but when you think about communism, you think of what? Was it the 1950s when, you know, it was such a big scare in the U.S.?
Yeah.
You know, but today, does the average American feel pressured by communism? Well, maybe today after this election, okay. But prior to this election, was anyone thinking about communism? I don't really think so.
No, but what you have to understand, and again, this is part of the stupidity of the media in this country, the liberal left media and the government and everything else. They don't want to give you the real news. They want to focus on things like the president's playing golf with, playing golf with Tiger Woods, and we can't see what's going on, and we're all pissed off. You know, we get pissed off because we don't know what's happening in this resort. While at the same time, North Korea is making noises about sending nuclear missiles our way. The Russians, let's talk about the Russians a little bit. Vladimir Putin's Russia. Vladimir Putin is, as I think some of you obviously know, was the head of the KGB. That's where he comes from. He is a communist at heart. Today, they claim capitalism, and it's capitalism within the confines of the state's control. And if you get out of line, you're going to be in bad shape. There's a certain billionaire that headed up the largest oil company in Russia that's sitting in jail today, and he's been there for a long time. He's going to be there for a lot longer because he upset Mr. Putin. Well, while Obama is trying to take our nuclear arsenal down, doesn't want to talk about missile defense, thinks he can waltz onto the world stage and convince the whole world, Russia, China, everyone else, to disarm. Vladimir Putin in the last few years has started going the other way. They launched commissioned a new nuclear submarine, ballistic missile submarine, the latest version last year. They got two more coming out this year. They are deep in planning for a missile defense system So don't kid yourself, folks. China, Russia, everybody else is arming while this irresponsible president we've got is sitting here saying, I'm going to convince the world to disarm.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny, Don? Well, it's not funny. It's actually terrifying. But while we're ignoring all this and focusing on Gulf, we're actually sending weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood. So I want to get back to the Muslim Brotherhood. I want you to talk about civilization, jihad, and Muslim Brotherhood. I want it defined for everybody.
Okay. There's two mechanisms that Islam intends to use or is using. They don't intend, they're doing it today, to basically move forward with their goal of conquering the world and converting the world to Islam. One is called holy war. That's terrorism, folks. And we're very, very familiar with terrorism. The 9/11, the Twin Towers going down, numerous other examples of attempts and some success in this country with acts of terrorism in the Middle East, in Europe, and other places. It is incredible the number of actions that they've accomplished. Okay, so that's the overt, that's the real radical side. Mm-hmm. Then you have what's called a moderate side, okay? And the moderate side wants to be friends with everybody. So the world thinks. And so the Islam, the Obama government and the liberal left press and everybody else tries to convince us. So these are great, wonderful guys. Hey, they're your neighbors down the street, and they're great people. And some of them are, okay? I'm not saying everybody that's a Muslim or Islamic is bad news. What I'm saying is there's a great portion of those guys that are associated with the Muslim Brotherhood and like organizations, front organizations in the U.S., such as CARE, you probably heard of, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Others are the IIIT, the Institute of International Islamic Thought. ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America, all of these organizations, folks, are front organizations for the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have a plan called Civilization Jihad.
Okay, hang on a second. So what you're talking about is holy war, overtly attacking, okay? That's
right.
Terrorism.
Right.
But Civilization Jihad is kind of like passive-aggressive behavior. It's dysfunctional. It comes in behind the scenes, and it screws you from the sides.
Exactly. It's covert. It is covert. It's espionage. It's we're going to come into your government and into your other institutions, and we're going to infiltrate them, and then we're going to undermine them. We're going to raise all kinds of noise. We're going to make a lot of noise. We're going to demonstrate. We're going to do all kinds of different things. Every time anybody talks about Islam, we're going to accuse them of Islamophobia.
Yeah.
We're going to accuse them of offending us, and we will not accept offense.
See, there's something crazy going on in America right now. Actually, I just can't stop shaking my head. I had to turn the news off today because there's this commercial where these white folks have words written across their face. Basically, it's bad to be white now. What did they call us? We're the privileged?
Yeah.
Yeah, privileged. So we're privileged, so we're supposed to feel guilty about it. Are they not brainwashing our kids in university or what? It's scary to me.
Yeah, these are certain universities in the U.S. that are promoting, as part of the political correctness disease, folks, they are promoting the fact that we need to consider ourselves bad people because we've done all kinds of things to trod on people, to put them down. We were the major culprits in slavery. We were the major culprits in taking this nation from the Indians. We are bad news people, and we need to consider ourselves bad.
Okay, so you're talking to us about Civilization Jihad. What I want to know is, I want you to give me some real examples of what's going on in America quietly that the liberal left is not putting on the news and the average American is unaware of. I need some examples.
Okay. One very good example, Suze, is the Holy Land Foundation.
Okay.
The Holy Land Foundation, back in the early 2000s, was the largest Islamic charity in this country.
Uh-huh.
They took in millions of dollars, which they were supposedly spreading around the world to help oppressed people, to help in natural disasters, and to do a lot of this kind of stuff. But they did some of that, okay? They actually did some. In some cases, they helped with hurricane relief and some of those kind of things here. But the major thing that they were doing is they were funneling money to Hamas.
Okay.
Hamas is a terrorist organization that's a Palestinian organization in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, and they are determined to take Israel down.
So Hamas is the group that throws rockets over to Israel every once in a while and starts a little war.
Exactly. And this Holy Land Foundation funnels some $12 million plus dollars directly to Hamas.
Okay, so who's donating to this foundation?
All kinds of people, all kinds of organizations out of the country and in the country, some out of the Middle East, some out of the U.S. But what these guys promoted themselves is they're a relief organization and they're helping oppressed people. So, you know, individuals and companies and all kinds of people donated money to them and they funneled it to terrorists.
Okay, so this Holy Land Foundation is actually a foundation set up in America?
Yeah, and today it is out of business. It actually was shut down after 9/11 in 2001 by an order of President Bush.
Thank you, Bush.
They discovered connections funneling money to terrorism. So anyway, they shut them down and they did a major investigation, which took a few years to basically complete.
All right, so I've heard also that basically Obama allowed Muslims to have a say in the FBI. Can you explain that?
Yeah, they did. Let me finish the Holy Land Foundation first.
Okay.
They actually went to trial, folks. And the key leaders of that organization were found guilty on some 100-plus counts of wire fraud and all kinds of different things, but it was all tied to funneling money to terrorists. Those guys are sitting in jail today. Some of them have sentences of 65 years plus. They're sitting in jail. But those guys, in addition to the Holy Land Foundation, the numerous other Islamic organizations in the U.S., like this CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and numerous others, were unindicted co-conspirators in this Holy Land Foundation trial. The Obama government has refused to provide information, documentation from that trial, which they released to the defense to provide their defense. They actually are still today refusing to provide those documents to the Congress of the United States.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So the all these different organizations, guys, most of them, the majority of the Islamic organizations in the U.S. that purport to be wonderful organizations, their charities, they're doing all kinds of great and wonderful things. They're promoting Islamic American relations and so forth. Many of these, I'm going to say the majority of these folks, are actually Muslim Brotherhood fronts. And their intent is to subvert this country, to ultimately take over the government, and ultimately to impose Sharia law in the U.S.
Okay, so if you make some assumptions, if you actually stand back and you have a look, and you listen to Obama's own words, and you accept when he said he is Muslim, so you look at the head of America being a Muslim. Then you look at him, who he is picking as leaders in this country.
Okay, so he hasn't admitted he was a Muslim.
He did. I watched it on the news clip.
No, he
yes, he did.
Admits,
he slipped.
Well, I know. He,
yeah, truth slips out every once in a while.
He's made some comments. But he's Muslim leaning. Okay?
Donnie, we spent time in Indonesia. We lived there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but there is a heart of a Christian, and a heart of a Muslim, and they are distinctly different. And there is no person on this earth that will tell me that man is a Christian.
No, I believe
I'm sorry.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Susan.
Yeah,
don't
you're
disagree.
Being careful, but
okay.
I'm saying...
Don't disagree. What his brother, his half-brother in Kenya, actually, in an interview a few years ago, made the comment with that Barack Obama has to be careful, my brother has to be careful because of the position he's in, as to what he claims his religion is and so forth. He said, but I know him well, and I know at heart he is a Muslim. We are a Muslim family, and Barack Obama is a Muslim.
Of course he is. I mean, you can't, let's just accept that as a foundation. Then you start looking at who he's trying to appoint. Okay, let's talk about the FBI.
FBI, okay, some of the things that have happened there. Within the FBI, and this is part of the infiltration scenario.
Civilization GI.
Go back to a couple of years, and John Brennan, who is now the designated head of the CIA, he's the guy that Obama wants to head up the CIA.
Right.
Senate's pushing back on that. Republicans in the Senate
in particular
are pushing back at this point. The latest news there is that John Brennan actually converted to Islam when he spent several years in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, so again, you look at the heart. You look at the heart, okay? And you think about, if you seriously have been watching that on the news, you can see the things he said in the past. His heart is not that of a Christian, it is that of a Muslim. There is a reason that Muslims are being selected for key positions in America.
Yeah.
This is the greatest assault on America. Are we supposed to pretend it's not happening because it's not politically correct?
No,
or are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So continuing the Brennan saga, Brennan received a letter from a number of the organizations that we just talked about. CARE, ISNA, Muslim Students Association, and so forth. He received a letter from them complaining about the FBI offending them and FBI training and documentation being focused. They accused the U.S. government of profiling Muslims, of focusing on Muslims, and they said that was offensive and that was not right and shouldn't be allowed. So what happened? Obama issued an instruction. The FBI was ordered to purge their documentation of any language that would be offensive to Muslims.
So this is ridiculous. It's like after 9/11, okay? They weren't, what do you guys call it? You're not allowed to profile.
Right.
So here you are at an airport, and you got this 90-year-old woman in a wheelchair or a prosthetic leg or whatever, and that person goes through hell trying to get onto the plane. The Muslim walks straight through because they're not allowed to profile them? Are you nuts?
Yeah.
But I do not believe in all
the
political
story.
Correctness.
If you don't know who your enemy is and if you don't define who they are, they will have you before you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
There was a famous Chinese general that said that 5,000 years ago, folks. If you don't understand who your enemy is and you don't prepare for them, they will have you beaten before you even get in the game.
Who said that?
Sun Tzu, I'm missing the name right now. Miserable.
We'll figure it out.
But anyway, it's a guy. He wrote a book called The Art of War.
5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago.
Oh, we are so looking that up. Somebody Google it while we're talking.
So anyway, what he did is he defined that, and that's where we are. We have an enemy that exists within us, and we are not recognizing them.
So let's talk about this.
Brennan is one example of that. I can give you some other...
Well, hang on a second. What we're talking about is civilization jihad, which is basically you get into the government, into the system of the country, and you change the country from the inside out. It's not You're not blowing up towers. What you're doing is changing the mindset of the people, changing the laws, changing the thought process, and changing the culture. We are losing our culture. Nobody can convince me that President Obama is not a Muslim and that his presidency is not the greatest attack on America of all time. Nobody will convince me otherwise. So then you look at the folks that he's putting in place. He wants to put John Brennan in. Moved over to the Muslim side, what, in the 1990s?
Right.
You guys seeing a pattern here? This terrifies me.
Yep, there is a pattern. Let me tell you about some people that actually have been named to high-level positions within the Obama administration. There's six of them, and they're Muslims that have a history, okay? We're going to kind of walk through these real quickly. Arif Alkhan is Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security for Policy Development. Homeland Security, folks, is the guy that's supposed to protect our borders and so forth. So we've got this guy that's developing policy for them.
Okay, so you're talking about Arif Alkhan, and what you're saying is that he's the Assistant Secretary to Homeland Security. Exactly what is Homeland Security?
Homeland Security is the organization that protects our borders. Homeland Security is, they are basically the successor to, or they basically control customs, immigration, border
so anybody
control,
can walk
the whole
in.
Nine yards.
Okay, so what you're saying is, you said to me earlier he was a co-founder of the World Islamic Conference,
right,
which is a Muslim Brotherhood front organization. So what you're saying is, again, the Muslim Brotherhood has control of our borders?
Well,
so the leader of the country, a Muslim, the leader of CIA, soon to be, hopefully not, is going to be a Muslim. Now you're saying the leader, the Assistant Secretary to Homeland Security, Muslim Brotherhood. This is scary.
He's a guy that basically is a founder of the World Islamic Organization.
But you're saying is a Muslim Brotherhood front organization.
Yeah, exactly. He's responsible for the Islamic states, file of Islamic states in the White House, and he's the link between the Obama administration and the Arab Spring Revolution of 2011.
Oh,
and we all know how the Arab Spring came out, folks.
Explain Arab Spring again.
Arab Spring is the so-called democratic revolution that happened in the Middle East, going back, began in 2010, rolled through 2011, where they took down Mubarak, the president of Egypt. They took down Gaddafi, the strongman in Libya. They took down the leader in Yemen. Took down another leader in Tunisia. Basically, they took down some dictators and so forth in the Middle East. But the problem with that is that the people that replaced them turned out to be Muslim Brotherhood and or Al-Qaeda associated Islamic revolutionaries,
okay.
Terrorists.
Remember, this is actually a complicated topic. So again, explain what's wrong with the Muslim Brotherhood?
The Muslim Brotherhood is determined to use so-called legal means, undermining and infiltrating of every government in the Western world, and eliminate what they call decadent, immoral organizations and countries, and replace what we have today with Sharia law and is an Islamic caliphate.
Wow, so that's frightening. What you're saying is the Muslim Brotherhood is like a group, a large group, and a growing by the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Muslims. It is confusing, Don.
Yeah,
it's confusing. So basically, they're a big,
huge,
radical group.
Umbrella organization.
And they're using civilization, jihad, to get in there and destroy all our cultures.
It's their plan. Basically, their idea is to use our system of laws, our constitution, where we give freedom of speech, freedom of religion, mm-hmm. and all these freedoms where this tolerance and diversity comes from. We accept anybody. You can come in, do whatever you want to do, proclaim whatever you want to proclaim. They're actually using those freedoms, folks, against us.
Yeah.
And at the same time that they're using them, they're trying to take them down. They want to basically criminalize any defamation of Islam.
You know what's interesting? You know, you guys, we lived in Indonesia. We lived in numerous countries, but Indonesia is, what, the largest Muslim country in the world?
Mm-hmm.
What an experience. It's illegal for a Christian to convert a Muslim to Christianity, and the punishment's what, death?
Yeah, it is death for both, really. The Muslim that converts to another religion, the penalty is death.
And the Christian?
And if the Christian is caught doing that or proven guilty of doing that, and they've got a lot of ways to prove it, by the way, the penalty is death.
You know, you guys, when you go through a mall and you're yakking away with your friend or your spouse or whatever, and you're not really worried about what's going on around you? Well, our church was in a mall in Indonesia, and I was good friends with the pastor's wife, and we used to walk in the mall and yak with each other. And let me tell you something, folks, we were very careful what we said. Because you know what? They didn't want to get kicked out of the country, and nobody wanted to go to jail. And quite frankly, our pastor had already been thrown in jail for some ridiculous reason, you know that? And so it's not like you have freedom of speech, okay? You've got to be very, very careful what you do and what you say. And yet over here, anything goes. And that's great. We all have freedom. Freedom of speech is valued in this country. But they are using it to get in, infiltrate, and destroy this culture. Don, do you remember when you were talking to me about some neighborhood in France where basically the Muslims have taken over? Can you explain that?
Yeah. Basically, what's happened in France and in a number of other European countries, the Muslim population has grown to up in the 5 to 6% area in France, and that's when they really start to show their true intent. What they've actually done is they've created Muslim ghettos, if you will, in some of these suburbs where crime is very high. It's actually rampant. In these areas, Sharia law is the law of the land, and the French police are actually afraid to go into these areas. They only go in when there's a major incident like a riot or like a bombing, car bombing or something like that. And when they go in major force with riot gear and that type of thing. So Sharia law is actually in place in many areas in Europe. That is the beginning of the end for those countries.
That's scary. Don, I want you to talk about Imam Muhammad Magig, President of the Islamic Society of North America. Why is it you're concerned about him? I know that you were talking about him earlier today. What are you so concerned about? What is it that he, you know, what role is he playing? You were talking about Obama appointing him to, like, advising Homeland Security or something like that?
Yeah.
What's the problem with that guy?
He heads ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. Again, a Muslim Brotherhood organization. It was founded by Brotherhood members. He was appointed in 2011 as an advisor to the Department of Homeland Security. He's also given speeches and conferences on American Middle East policy at the State Department, and he's offered advice to the FBI. And all his advice, folks, relates to we are being offended and you cannot do this. He's one of the guys that was involved in the purge of FBI training documents and the retraining of FBI agents so that they can conduct an investigation without offending any Muslim. Now, you tell me if you know anything about investigations, think about that. Is there ever an investigation where there's criminal intent or there's some kind of corruption involved and no one is ever offended? Think about how ridiculous that is, guys.
I was thinking about NCIS. You know, Gibbs, he never worries about who he offends. When did America... I think that character in that show represents the heart of Americans. When did Americans turn into wimps? It wasn't so many years ago that I was visiting home, and I went to a comedy club with Janine. It's since we've been married.
Yep.
And there was this American that came to this Canadian comedy club, and he was mocking Canadians for their sitting on the fence. We're all fence sitters. You know what? We don't sit on the fence as much as you guys do. What is all this political correctness? We are not as politically correct as America is becoming because we're not brainwashing our students in universities.
No, that's very true, Suze. But as I've told you time and time again, this has all occurred within recent years, and it's particularly occurred since the Obama administration came into power. These guys are helping the Islamists to brainwash us. The liberal left is trying to, in every